This is Fortitude and Gumption, and I thought it would be pretty cool to start this podcast with the definition of that. So, fortitude is mental and emotional strength in facing difficulty, adversity, danger, or temptation courageously. And we have gumption, which is initiative, aggressiveness, and resourcefulness. So what I like to say is it's a form of common sense and shrewdness, and it takes fortitude and gumption to be able to succeed, to be able to overcome, I think, the trials of life, to be able to overcome perhaps the peer pressure that surrounds you when you want to be doing something, when you have creative ideas, when you're hoping for a dream that might be different than the rest of your family, or you're thinking that you have a project that you want to be doing and you may not have your friends or your circle of people that you love that are supportive. This is the kind of guts that you're gonna need to be able to just go ahead and then overcome all that, and with courage and spunk, and you know, get to the place where you want to be ending up at. So that's the first podcast that I wanted to bring up as I'm creating this with the intention of giving some common sense, you know, to the young generation out there that is forgetting that if they want to have the wisdom of the people that are slightly older than them, or maybe a lot older than them, they want to be able to just go ahead and interact with them. I think it comes to be sad to be in 2019 and hear generations, you know, which are like about between 40 and 60 years old, that are taking the youth down and complaining about how the youth are just not able to think, not able to come up with common sense, not able to just go ahead and perhaps communicate or interact in a way that's going to be very relatable. And at the same time, I'm thinking, well, it just happened that the parents that are criticizing the youth are the ones that have been raising this generation. So what the heck? So anyway, so I know coming from a large size family where my 23 years of raising children, 9 of them, is definitely emphasizing on giving them this ability to just go ahead and think for themselves, think outside of the box, being able to just go ahead and then master, you know, some kind of self-understanding and self-awareness as soon as possible so that they can decide, hey, do I want to be following what the peer pressure is imposing on me, what the government is telling me I should be doing, what the culture and the society is expecting of me, or do I want to be creative and finding resources that are going to help me develop something that represents who I am and what I'm hoping for into the future as I want to be achieving my dreams. I think a lot of young children, to me anyway, according to my age, that are probably between 15 and 25 years old, they just have a sense of loss about how to be finding themselves in a place where they feel satisfied, and especially where they can trust that, you know, their place and their dreams and their desires for accomplishing something is actually worth it, even though perhaps their peers are not going to be supportive, or even worse, in some cases, their parents and or grandparents, you know, a close family, whatever. And this is hard because when you are wanting to be stepping outside of the common living, you are finding yourself very much lonely. And so how do you get to a place if you did not grow up in an environment where you have heard most of the time, hey, you have what it takes to just accomplish your dreams. You have what it takes to be able to be successful. It's a question of putting the work into it, doing your due diligence about your research, analyzing, educating yourself about the particular subject that you are interested in or the lifestyle, whatever. And then, you know, go get it, basically. Most young kids today have not been brought up with this way of thinking. And of course, I already provide this for our children, and I want to be able to extend that belief system. I don't care, you can call it wisdom, common sense, or, you know, gumption, whatever. I want to be able to provide this to others than just my own immediate family. So if you like it, I don't know how this stuff works here, because usually I do recording and then I put it on Instagram or TikTok, but if you like it, you figure out the way. I am going to prove myself by showing that it takes fortitude and gumption to be able to just go ahead and achieve something when we have a dream or a passion or a desire, because obviously I have no clue what I'm doing here on Anchor. And I'm pretty sure I'll just figure those things out and not feel so stupid, or perhaps stupid is not the word. It might be unaware about the technology right there. So be blessed and talk to you later.